AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Wintry weather this weekend is causing some problems on the nation's roads. There are treacherous conditions from Ohio to New England. A woman in Columbus, Ohio, died after her car went off a slick road, became stuck, and then was hit by another vehicle. Icy roads are causing major and minor pileups in parts of Maryland and Virginia. In Baltimore, there's a pileup involving dozens of vehicles on I-95. While the East deals with snow and ice, the Upper Plains states are still bitterly cold. This is forecaster Bob Orovec.
Temperatures in Montana well below 30 below zero, and that's spreading east-southeastward through the plains. A lot of below zero weather into Minnesota, down to South Dakota, Nebraska. And the leading edge of that cold air is into already northern Texas, and it's going to be spreading south and eastward.
And that nasty weather has moved in as people are trying to finish up their holiday shopping.
Stores are once again counting on last-minute buyers for the final stretch of holiday shopping, especially today, which could be the busiest shopping day of the year. Retail consultant Joseph Schmidt says you may see some good sales, even though retailers were trying to avoid deep discounts earlier on.
While every retailer that we were working with is saying that they were trying to be less promotional going into the season, and they're going to hold out and try to maximize margins, the customer wasn't responding to that and holding out on their purchases.
Only eight more shopping days till Christmas. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A ceasefire deal in Syria appears to be stalled as the UN Security Council struggles to deal with an ever-increasing humanitarian crisis in Aleppo. France says it wants an emergency meeting of the entire UN General Assembly if an agreement cannot be reached soon on the evacuation of civilians. China is now claiming its military seized a U.S. Navy underwater drone in the South China Sea to ensure the safe navigation of passing ships. The Pentagon says the drone was being used for scientific research. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Trump's pick to take over as ambassador to Israel is raising some concerns among international diplomats.
No one at the UN was discussing the selection of David Friedman to be U.S. ambassador to Israel, but from the tone of the conversation, the choice is not going down well. Friedman is a supporter of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed a Security Council session on the Israeli-Palestinian question.
Israel's settlement activity beyond the 1967 line is in flagrant violation of international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention.
Asked about Friedman later, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power demurred, noting, "We have one president at a time." Warren Levinson, New York.
A celebration of John Glenn's life is planned this afternoon at Ohio State University. Vice President Biden is among those expected to attend. And the University of Minnesota football team will play in the Holiday Bowl after all. That reverses a threat to boycott the game because of the suspension of 10 players. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.